When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, whether you rent or own, whether you live in an apartment, a house, a condo, whatever, you hope that you have cool neighbors. A woman in Texas, she does have cool neighbors. When she went out of town, yeah, her neighbors kept an eye on her house, and that's why they sent her a photo of another woman breaking into her home and stealing stuff. And I know what you're thinking. Well, sure, maybe they could have intervened or stopped her or, I don't know, called the police. But they at least, they got a picture of the suspect. Meanwhile, in Nantucket, a man put his house on the market, highlighted, quote, sweeping views of the Atlantic Ocean. And that is true. Because the douchebag selling the house cut down 16 trees on his neighbor's property. They were 30-foot trees that were 50 years old. But they blocked his view of the water. And as you might imagine, his neighbor is not happy about his decision. It could be worse, though. Guy in Pennsylvania, he got into an argument with his neighbor and ended up getting hit over the head with a crowbar. In Florida, a man, he's facing charges after he shot his neighbor's pregnant cow. And a man in West Virginia, he just straight up shot his neighbor. Good times. Good times. But today we're talking about neighbors, past or present, and that thing or interaction that you'll always remember, good or bad. These were all bad examples, but sometimes you have good neighbors. Sometimes you have my neighbor. So today's question we want to know, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, who was your most memorable neighbor and why?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com. So Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,354. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less Seats. I don't know how you do it, but you find people doing bad things in the news. You bring us three stories each week. It is up to us to determine out of those three stories which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to Who Sucks Less today?
Yeah, love and sex. Love and sex. You know, we got
marriage. You didn't do the traffic thing?
What's that?
You didn't do the traffic thing? Trying to get into work today?
Oh, Jesus. I debated it, but I realized I was still just fuming. Look, man, I live 9 miles away from the station, and it is a straight line. I basically live on one side of 5, and the office is downtown. Straight shot. A bunch of crap going on this morning with the kids, this, that, and the other. I'm like, no worries. I was Uber into work. I got this baby. $70.
$70. $70?
Like, what? I just cannot explain how irritated maybe. So I text my wife. And
did
I go,
they put that before you got in the car? I mean, to just say, ride, $70.
No.
Did you get like a big Ford Explorer or some kind of like, you know.
No, man, I was
specialty
in a Prius. Okay. And the thing is, so my wife and our Uber accounts are on the same thing, right? So if she Ubers, pops up on my phone, if I Uber, whatever. So called the Uber, immediately get a text from her. She's like, that's a $70 ride. I'm like,
what is it normally? Do you know?
I don't know, but the fact that she had to reach out says it ain't that much. And we did get in a little early, so maybe it's
35, 40.
But even then, so I texted her back and said, all right, how much was our Uber from the hotel to the Orlando airport? Because that was a much longer distance than this were. $36.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Seattle thing.
It took me 25 minutes to get two blocks. Downtown on 5.
So the problem is,
I'm just like, and this weekend's going to suck even more because they're closing down the Ship Canal Bridge.
Yep.
So that is going to be a
and
mess.
And 5 North at 90 up to 45th.
That is correct.
Exactly. All the way up to Wallingford.
And my thing is, my wife's telling me this yesterday, and I go, look, at Seattle notoriously just closes down freeways to do the thing. I get it. Summertime is when you got to do most of it because the weather's so wet. But I said, are they going to do this again next year? I feel like this is every year. It's one thing if you do all this and you buy 10 years, you go, all right, cool, we get it. There's a bit of a headache, but we got a 10-year fix. Here, I'm like, they do all this crap, and I swear to God, like, the next year, they're working on the same thing
again. I'm not trying to get on a diatribe, but when we get...
Too late!
I've lived in Fremont for the entire time I've been here, or Wallingford for a while. Either way, I have had to use those bridges to get over the canal all that time. So when it gets above about 87 degrees... All right? They can't use those bridges normally.
What do you mean?
They overheat and they expand. All right.
So, okay.
They have to let them cool down. So basically, they can't go up and down as much, and sometimes they just need to let them rest. Okay. And they let them rest in the up position. So basically, you can't get across the damn thing. So
sometimes I think they get stuck like that.
They do. And that's what they're trying
Ballard
to avoid.
Ballard did last week, I believe it was. Mm-hmm.
That was word on the street.
Yeah, they closed the exit right in front of my house, which has been a nightmare. I mean, just it is what it is. We're all stuck in it. If you drive in this town, you know.
But I swear to God, we're not alone. I swear to God, there's 50 more thousand people since COVID that have moved into Seattle. I'm telling you, I've never seen it this crazy busy.
I mean, truthfully, the highways just aren't built for the amount of people.
Yeah, they're not.
It gets down to, what, two lanes downtown? Like, they just can't handle it. So, to answer your question, yes, they will be doing it next summer.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Good times. Who sucks less? Cut up at 4:30. Nothing to do with the traffic in Seattle.
Nothing. Just had to get that out of our system.
Just we had to go there for a minute.
Well, all week I've been telling Mike on Saturday when we come back from Bremerton.
Yeah.
So we'll be out there Saturday at the Tracyton Movie House.
That's exactly right.
2 to 5 in Bremerton.
I think we have live music.
We do.
Did I just hear that in a commercial?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Woodshed's playing. Woodshed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
When did you guys find out?
I didn't know that.
Well, last week and then definitely the email.
Oh, we didn't get an email.
You guys weren't on the email?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate for you.
Seriously. What email?
Yeah, honest to God, like, I didn't know.
I didn't know either. All right, okay.
All right. Mike says, well, thank you guys for playing.
Hey, man, I just heard a commercial. I'm pretty sure
they said
we have live music. I'm like, where? He said, in Bremerton. I'm like, where we're going to be. He goes, yeah. Like, who's the band? He said, Woodshed. I'm like, that's awesome of them. I wish we'd known so that we could promote
this
band.
Well, we do know now.
Yeah.
We know now.
So,
I'm sorry,
Woodshed, thank you.
Yes, continue. Go ahead.
You were saying something?
Yeah.
Coming back.
But I was just, like, for 2 days, I've been saying, Mike, I'm just going to drive. The way back, I'm smart. I'm going to cut up Capitol Hill and cut up the back way to where I live. But today I realized Capitol Hill block party's going on this weekend.
Oh, is it really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be stuck in traffic,
wow.
Huh?
All right. I'm hoping to ride with you now.
And you'll be stuck in traffic with me.
But you're right. The Metro World Tour 20th anniversary season. We've been here for 20 years, 2 till 5 at the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton. We just found out we're going to have live music.
Thank you, Woodshed.
We appreciate that. Men's Room IPA will be there. We got the Men's Room Beer Brats. We're going to hang out. It's an all-ages show, by the way, too. So if you want to bring your kids, I'll stop on by. They got video games. You can show them what an arcade game looks like.
Uh-huh.
They'll be like, what is this, Dad? Like, when I was a kid, this is what we had. And when we went home, the games were worse. But we still liked them, and we still played them.
You know what
sucks? The graphics
sucks?
Were terrible. The games were terrible.
You know what sucks,
but we liked it.
About the loss of the arcade in every given mall, is that, especially if you're a parent, and it is summer, and your kids are home, like, they're home, and they're only home. And they're not, like, with the arcade, it was like, hey, Mom, Dad, can I go to the arcade? They're like, please, God, yes.
Yes.
Here is $25. Go.
You need two things. You need a movie theater, and you need a Spencer's. You want to bring back malls? That's it.
That's all you got to do.
That's it.
And put an arcade in there.
That's it. Maybe a pretzel place or something like that.
Was that Annie's?
Yeah, really? So, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I never really got them, but they kind of used to. It's an institution, you know, like a Sparrow pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put those in there. It should be a requirement. It should be a law.
And Annie's is great.
Mm-hmm. And Annie's. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. She was an aunt. Seriously, Amish country, made pretzels. Took them to the Amish markets. They started putting them in malls.
She wasn't a mother, just an aunt.
You know,
that's sad.
I'd have to look into that.
I'm just saying, because everyone's like an aunt. I'm like, okay, well, she's also a sister. Why wasn't a sister, whatever, sister Annie's?
She was famous as an aunt for making pretzels.
Okay.
Men's Room World Tour on
sister Annie's, Mike.
If you were in the Bremerton area, stop on by between 2 and 5. We're going to have a good time. We have live music. It's free. How about all that?
Yeah. Woodshed's playing.
Woodshed.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Woodshed.
Awesome.
All right.
Hey, Woodshed, do yourself a favor. The next time they say, hey, man, would you like to play this gig? And you guys are kind enough to do so. Make sure you email us directly to let us know.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be doing it. Because we found out in a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Woodshed.
Sister Annie's.
Joining us on stage.
Come on, Mike.
It's going
to
be good.
Go with me to Sister Annie's.
You know what? Let's go.
All right. Should I go eat at Sister Annie's?
Yeah, you
know it's going to be good.
Sister Annie's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the food's going to be good, man. It's just an assumption.
I feel like it's not as pretzel heavy.
What's the
I'm going to say Sister Annie. This is what we call positive racism.
Well, yeah.
Want
to go to Sister?
What's the name of that place in Baltimore where the food's fantastic? Where they do a mishmash of, like, Southern culture, black food, and Jewish food. It's got a chick's name to it. It's
chick's name.
I'm not.
Shoot. I know what you're talking about, though.
It's like, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Where is it?
It almost sounds like, it's in Inner Harbor. There are 3 or 4 locations. It's like
soul food with a Jewish deli?
Oh, is it like Miss Sarah's or something?
No, it's like Miss Sweet Baby, you know, something.
Yeah, so I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It's got that name to it, like, oh, I'm eating there.
It's in a place called Lockwood Place, Mike, and I can't think of the name. Lockwood Place on the water.
Lockwood Place.
Yeah, I mean, you know the food's going to be good.
It's definitely a black woman's name.
Oh, yeah.
Highland Soul Restaurant.
No, that ain't it.
Come on now. Burger Soul, no.
Burger Soul.
Something with a J. It's not like Jameel's, but it's something close to that. It's like a woman's name. I just can't remember what the hell it is.
Not Sarah?
It's, I can't remember, whatever. Anyway, if you're there, go there. Yeah. On to the question. We're going to talk about memorable neighbors today. Some neighbors can be memorable in good ways, others in bad ways. And unfortunately, once you sign that lease, you're pretty well in for the length of it.
What are you going to do? You can't do anything.
The worst thing that could possibly happen is, God forbid, you buy a place and the people next door move in, or the people that are already there move in, are a pain in the ass. I've had that situation before. It's a lot easier when you're in an apartment. You can just say, well, eventually, hopefully, they'll leave or I'll leave or
whatever
the deal is.
But I've lucked out so far. So our closest neighbor, fantastic guy. Thank you for letting me borrow your ladder yesterday, even though I hated life.
What about the neighbor that thought you were, blaring loud music? Or?
Oh, the crazy neighbor. And that was in Baltimore.
Then her son came over and threatened to beat your ass.
Yeah, so this was in Baltimore. There's a little condo there. And I got a knock on my door, maybe 8:30 in the morning or something. I don't know who this guy is. Fairly large guy, and he's like, my mother-in-law says you're blasting music. Well, his mother-in-law turns out, very old woman who lived on the other side of the wall from me. I'm like, your mother-in-law can tell you anything she wants. I don't really blast loud music here. She keeps hearing it in the middle of the night. My brother, I work overnights. I am at work from midnight to 6 a.m., all right? So if someone's blasting loud music in my apartment, first of all, that's creepy for me, but also, it ain't me. That's all I'm telling you. Well, he does not believe me. So his final words to me were just, well, if my mother-in-law has a problem, then I've got a problem. And if I've got a problem, you've got a problem. I'm like, I don't have any problems, bitch. Close the door on me, right? F you, right? Whatever. Not worried about it. So about 2 weeks goes by or something like this, and now her daughter knocks on my door. I open the door. There's the daughter. I've never met her either. And it was very kind. She said, look, I want to apologize for my husband. I said, if that bitch stepped in my apartment, I'd have knocked his ass out. You don't have to apologize. Looking for an ass whipping? That's what's going to happen. She goes, no. We were in church, and my mother said, there's the music that I hear in the middle of the night. There was no music playing. They realized it was the air conditioning in the church.
Kicking on.
And in her mind, that so the daughter pieced together that, okay, that's what's going on. Because it was summertime. I do remember that. That's what's going on in her place. And I'm like, look, man, it's all cool. I said, I've got no problem because I wasn't blaring music. You being wrong is not my issue. I said, your husband was my goddamn issue. He's the mofo that's come over to apologize. And she kind of smiled. And I told him the same thing. He wasn't going to do it. I'm like, look, it would have been water under the bridge if he knocked on my door. But I'm like, I don't want to see him.
By the way,
it was an SE way to handle it.
Name of the place is Miss Shirley's.
Miss Shirley's.
Miss Shirley's. Yes. Miss Shirley's Cafe.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Miss Shirley's.
Great. Yeah, my mom, on the other hand, was too nice. So I went back to visit her around Christmas once, the apartment she's living in. And the kid upstairs is just dribbling a basketball.
Could have been my son.
Right, but it's not a very well put together
building. So you're hearing it. Well, it doesn't matter. You're dribbling a basketball, you're going to hear it, even if it's a well-built building.
Right. So, I mean, it's like her bedroom was like rattling.
Right.
Right? And then, I don't want to speculate. I don't know what was going on, but it didn't appear the parents were home a ton.
Okay.
So the kid doesn't know any better. But after 2 days of this, it's constant. So I said, we're going to walk up there. No. I said, let's just walk up there. So I talked to the guy, and I just said, hey, like, I get it. The kid, he wants to play ball. I said, just, can you get, like, a rubber ball? Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they went out and bought a rubber ball.
See?
And it was fine.
That's it.
Problem
solved.
Right. Right. Same thing.
You didn't threaten
him. I didn't say, you're going to have a problem or anything. I just said, my mother's way too nice to complain, but it is very loud. Oh, yeah. But, you know, they didn't really think about it. But, right,
sure.
Same thing. I didn't go, I'm going to kick your ass or you're going to have a problem.
And that's the way to handle it. The way you did it, like, just ask. And the whole thing is, I was like, dude, it's not me. I am not home. I work the overnight at a radio station. So I'm not saying loud music is not being played out of my place. I'm just saying it's not me and someone's breaking in specifically to play loud music. Like, that's the only other conclusion.
Man, I did have a neighbor when I lived in Belltown. The first year I was there, I'm still, like, 28, 29. And I was the bad neighbor, and she would complain. Right, it would get loud. But then, like, I just stopped doing it or whatever. But same thing, like somebody above me had left, but I don't know if their kids had keys, but they would throw parties up there and say, yeah. I kept getting blamed for it. And I was like, listen, I heeded the warning.
Sure.
Right? Like I have stopped that activity or whatever, but she kept complaining. And then finally the same thing, one day she knocked on my door and I just said, you are more than welcome to step in. And she was like, oh, It is upstairs. And then the best part of that, so then we were very, I mean, I lived there for 8 years. We got along fine after the first year. But the other funny thing is I would generally smoke in the place. And she would always say, I don't know what it is. My cat just loves your dog. Uh-huh. She would walk the cat without a leash in the hallway. And I mean, you open the door, that cat would always be like, hey, can I come in? Can I get
yeah,
in?
That cat
was ready to toke.
Dude, that's me.
Well, I had an apartment in Hagerstown, Maryland. And it was probably 10 units in this one building. But it was a main entrance way. And then there were steps that were visible that you could walk in and walk up if you wanted to. There was also an elevator in there. It did not matter. I do not know who the tenant was. I do not know what they were cooking. It was every afternoon. And it was horrible. The smell.
What did it smell like?
I mean, if they invited you to dinner, you would just flat out say, no. No.
I'm not going to do that.
No, I'm not coming over. I don't know what it was.
Is it like chitlins?
I don't know what
liver,
it was. Liver and chitlins?
Liver
I can distinctly pick out
as far
as a smell. I don't know what the hell they were cooking. I mean, I just was like, you're going to eat that? Whatever you just made, you're going to eat
that. You should have left on the door. I'm not asking what you
It was so heavy.
But are you going to eat what I smell?
I mean, there were times where I'd walk in, like, seriously, put my shirt over my heart after walking. I got a body. You're going to eat that?
Did you ever see the people?
No! I had no idea who the family was. No idea who the person was. I was just like, where are you buying this stuff? And I've gone to the grocery store. There's never a warning on food.
Right,
man. Just so you know.
Smells bad.
God. Who is your most memorable neighbor in a good way or a bad way, and why? 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's head to Texas. A woman in Texas was away on a trip when her neighbors sent her photos of a woman allegedly stealing from her home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're assuming the woman called police, but she also posted the pictures of the thief to a community Facebook page and said, anyone know who this trash is robbing my house when I'm out of town? All that is mine, even the bike. Well, the thief somehow saw the post, did not like being called names. She apparently responded saying, people need to mind their own business. This woman called me trash in her Facebook post. Just because I broke into her house and stole some stuff. She don't even know me, but thinks it's okay to call me trash.
Yeah.
That thief's name is Misty Cape, or Misty Criddle. And she's wanted for theft of property value between $2,500 and $30,000.
Jesus.
And it sounds like the police are still trying to track her down. But someone else claiming to be Misty's mother said on Facebook that she was only getting back the stuff that was hers. Who knows? But Misty did say in her comments that she broke in and stole the stuff.
I admit to breaking into your house and stealing your stuff, but you called me trash. I also like that she says people should mind their own business. Well, that's kind of the exact opposite of what you just
that
did.
That is correct. My business.
Right. My business is my home. Jesus,
and man. You stole from my business. Who was your most memorable neighbor and why? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Okay, my story has it starts out sad, but it has a happy ending. For years, I threw a huge 4th of July party. I had a huge backyard, a deck. We'd have kegs of beer, band playing. People would bring their tents, stay overnight. And the next door neighbor, he would come every year. And then this one year, he wasn't able to come, but he said, go ahead and use my backyard for tents, you know, so people weren't drinking and driving and whatnot. So I'm inside the house with my best friend, and we're splitting up this giant bag of mushrooms.
My man.
And we hear this huge explosion. I mean, it like shook inside the house. Like, what in the F was that? So go outside. People are screaming. Well, it turns out a friend of a friend brought a pipe bomb and dug a hole in my neighbor's yard, put it in the hole, surrounded it with firewood, and detonated it without letting anybody, my whole backyard, there were probably 60, 70 people back there. And this thing goes off. Well, my neighbor from across the street, because all my neighbors came to the party because it was just loud.
Sure.
Great big bear of a man. Well, a piece of shrap metal hit him in the shin.
Oh, my God.
Breaking his shin into multiple pieces and coming out the back of his leg with a chunk of flesh missing.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it was bad. And so, of course, 911, we call, you know, and of course the mushrooms are starting to kick in. And cops, paramedics, fire trucks, the entire street is just covered in flashing lights. The cops come, you know, I have to talk to them. I'm standing there talking to them. And these are some of the strongest mushrooms I've ever taken in my life to this day. And I'm trying to talk to these cops. And they're getting my neighbor out of the yard. And like, oh my God, cannot believe this just happened. Finally, yeah, so he's in the hospital for weeks. We were there for about another 6 months before we sold the house and moved out of the neighborhood. And he still wasn't home. He had to go live with relatives.
Jeez.
And he had two teenage kids as well. He was Jesus. A single father.
What, so what exactly yeah. did they
the damage?
Really sad.
Did they arrest the guy that did this?
You know what? That's a weird thing. Is that at the time when the cops were there, we didn't know exactly who did it. I had my suspicions. As soon as the cops left, the guy came up to me and told me it was him, and he took responsibility and said, "Hey, man, you're gonna have to talk to the cops." But when the cops were there, they told me that if this had happened any other day than the 4th of July, that they wouldn't leave until they had arrested somebody. But because it was the 4th of July, they just kind of let it go, which I thought was crazy.
It's crazy, but I get the point.
How big was the hole in your neighbor's yard? Did you have to fill it in?
No, he just dug. It was. I mean, I don't know how big it was before the bomb went off, but it was just maybe a foot across and a All foot right. deep.
Okay. What is the actual damage to the guy that got his shin messed up? Because you said you guys moved 6 months later. He had to live with relatives. Yeah. What was the actual injury?
He wasn't back after 6 months. And you know what the guy did for a living? He was a linesman. He worked for the power company climbing telephone poles.
Jesus, God.
So that career, he wasn't doing that ever again. So I guess he had to, you know, the casting was so bad that he couldn't even be in a wheelchair. He had to lay on one of, like, those boards that mechanics lay on and scooch around the house.
Damn.
Flat on his back. Yeah. Anyway, so it was terrible. I felt terrible. Nicest guy in the world. But, so I fast forward about 4 or 5 years, of all places I run into him in a hospital. I go, I still felt terrible. Steve, I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And he's like, Tim, you know what? Best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm like, really? How's that? And he's like, well, they put me in an office, so I don't have 18 hours out in the snow every time it snows. I don't have to climb those damn poles anymore. Kept my same pay grade, you know, get paid more to do this than anybody else in the office. You know, attention, all that kind of stuff. And I knew he sued my homeowner's insurance and got $300,000. But what I learned that day is he also sued the neighbor who let me use his yard for $300,000, and he got $400,000 out of the guy that actually lit the pipe bomb.
Damn.
So he ended up with a cool mill, and this was like in the early 90s, so $1 million meant a lot more back then.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's like, he had the two teenage kids, and he's like, I paid off my house. My oldest son just graduated from college without a penny of student loans. My daughter's graduating in 2 years. She won't have a penny in student loans. I'm completely debt-free. I had no idea how I was going to put these kids through college. So, Tim, it really kind of worked out for me.
How was it with the old neighbor, though? I mean,
because he got docked 300.
Well, he got docked 300.
He didn't do anything.
He wasn't there.
But the bomb was set off on his property. And he had given us permission to be on the property. So
right. let me rephrase. I would have a heart.
That's why.
Right, but
he didn't know you were going to blow up a bomb.
Correct.
I didn't know we were going to blow up a bomb.
He was busy tripping on mushrooms.
I just feel like the neighbor should have been dinged for this. He was just being nice.
He was, but you know.
I know. But it was it was just homeowner's insurance that got dinged, so it didn't. Nothing came out of his pocket. It was just a hassle for him, you know, more than anything.
Well, your insurance is going to go up.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's one inherent truth with anything.
It didn't actually go up that much, though. Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, but that's what happens when you let people use your property. Right? If anything, even if it's their own negligence, you know, it comes back on you. They even said, you know, like a burglar could sue you because they were going to a porch fire. They trip up your stairs and bust their chin because you had a loose brick or something, right? And they bash out all their teeth. They could sue you because your property, if your property is actually at risk or it wasn't up to the standard, like, hey, man, you had loose pavers on your stairs. Yes, this guy was going to break into your house. But he stepped on the paver on your property that you're supposed to maintain, and he bashed his face. And now you got to pay his medical bill. It's effed up, but, I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, think about it. You have a porch fire. You open the door. You kick their ass. The next thing you know, they sue you.
Yeah.
Because you were going to steal my TV. Well, look, you got an order from Amazon or something.
My neighbor in when I was living in Baltimore, south of Baltimore, they had a dilapidated fence that was between us and their property. Unfortunately, there was also bamboo growing along that entire fence line. And that stuff sometimes, and I'm not making this up.
It's unbelievable.
It can shoot up 2 feet in a day.
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen anything like a big purple, looks like an asparagus stuff comes out of the ground. You can't stop it. You basically just need to rototill it, dump some chemicals in there that they probably have already banned, and pray to God that it goes away. Either way, he is the guy that had like a 1984 Camaro underneath a tarp in the front yard.
Right.
Did you
ever see him drive it?
No, he's working on it.
Of course.
He was working on it.
Does anyone buy a Camaro that they drive, or do you buy them to work on
it? But you can look at the tires all cracked. Like, I mean, there's no way you could drive it. Then he had a Dodge Ram pickup truck. Then he had the old boat in the front yard. Then he had his newer boat that he bought in the front yard, along with his dad's car, his dad's older car, and his dad's girlfriend's car. So basically, it looked like...
Did his dad and his girlfriend live there?
They did.
Okay. All right.
Now, the other problem that I had was this incredible number of creatures that would come through my fence into the yard. I could look out there at any moment out the window and see huge-ass snakes, like rat snakes, black snakes, families of ducks, foxes, the whole deal. So, at what point in time...
Did ducks bother you, man?
But they would just walk through that fence
and
out of his yard. And then, so at one point in time... We had a hurricane, and I had to get up on the roof and clear branches, clear out the gutters, the whole deal. We got dumped on. That was when my basement flooded. So I get up there. Now, for the first time ever, I'm on my roof. Yeah. I'd never been up there before. And I can see across that fence line over the bamboo. Unbeknownst to me, there was one of the biggest above-ground swimming pools filled with, it looked like motor oil. Is the best way that I can describe it. Now, when I peer over there, there is, in fact, a family of ducks swimming in this. Okay? I'm not kidding you, there are lily pads on the top of the water of this pool. All right?
That's a pond.
It was above ground, but I could not believe, I was just thinking, that thing is going to bust. There's no way.
And all the crap's going to come to you.
That is correct, because I was a little bit downhill from him. I'm like, this thing is going to blow. A castle had a situation like this for a while, but his neighbor actually emptied the pool into his yard, all right? But at this point in time, I'm worried that sludge
is going to come into your yard.
It's going to come into my yard. There were also, I counted, 3 refrigerators back there in the yard.
Jesus Christ, man.
There were 2 tractors that looked like they were from, like, 1920.
All right.
Like, you could, like, see through the motor in the front. Two riding lawnmowers. I mean, it was Sanford and Son at its finest. Now, the one thing about Dave, who was living in the basement, you were not allowed to come into his house. It was kind of like the neighbor that I had in Baltimore City.
The creepy dude?
Yeah. It was when he opened the door to come outside, like you're going to knock on the door, drink beer with him, he almost like had to shimmy out of his front door. He was a good guy. His dad was a very nice guy. His dad's girlfriend was a very nice woman. It was just the fact that, I mean, like, I pull in my driveway, man, there's like 2 rats, like, taking a nap on my driveway.
Yeah.
Because I'm right next door to them. I mean, like, I can't imagine what in the hell was going on in there. It was, and the biggest fear I had, of course, is that when I went to sell that place, that I would never be able to sell it.
Right, because that thing is next
door. Because just what's living next door to me
And somehow, I ended up selling that place. It was a miracle. But, you know, I would still go. Even when I was in that area, I was just curious. Did Dave ever fix that Camaro up? And every time I went back, he had a new truck the last time I went back. He had a newer truck, but the Dodge that he used to drive, the Ram, big-ass truck, it just found another parking spot.
Right.
So now there's even more vehicles. There's more crap going on. There's no HOA. You know, I realize that HOAs can be a pain in the ass. This place was beyond anything that I'd ever experienced in West Virginia. There were washing machines out back. There were dryers out back.
Yeah, yeah.
If they replaced it, they just threw it in the backyard. They did not take anything out. I mean, everything that they had, they kept. Even when it was past its due date, so to speak.
Which is ridiculous because, like, if you get a new appliance, I would say 99% of the time, we will also take your old one.
Correct.
Away, right?
Same with that.
We will take it.
You're not
going to
believe
hands.
This. Car dealers have this thing called trade-ins.
Right.
You take the old car, you see, they give you some cash for it, and you put that toward the newer vehicle you're buying.
That's all you got to do.
You don't need two trucks that are the same exact truck, but just 1-2 years newer than the other.
I mean, it was in our driveway, but we had a Mercury Lynx that sat out there for years. And then eventually my brother did fix it up and use it.
Well, at least he did that.
Correct. But I mean, same thing. Like, there was years where it was like, why do we still have it? We're going to use it one day. And then finally, Chris just was down on his luck and was like, I need a car.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, text with you. Ted, we were talking about, hey, someone's going to break into your house and slip under the stair. They bust in the face because they tripped on it. They sue you, right? It says, my old neighbor got sued by a robber that fell through the skylight, got it for almost $500,000, and still robbed the place.
Mm.
Right? I mean, think about that. Like, wait a minute. You're going to rob my house. You fell through my skylight, and now I'm on the... And it's not... Look, you can sue anybody for anything. It's just your chances of success should be really, really low. Yeah. That is unbelievable. I assume then that's not a jury. It's got to be... Because I can't imagine you'd have 12 people that go, yeah, you know, that makes sense. First of all...
No, and that's for money, so that's probably civil.
Right.
It's not a criminal charge. So I think that's just
a judge.
What's
crazy is, I'm like, are skylights supposed to be...
Hold body weight?
I'm pretty sure if someone slips on the sidewalk in front of your home in Seattle on ice or whatever, they can sue the people who live where that sidewalk.
But that's city
like
property.
Like a business. I know that. And you're not allowed to do anything with the strip.
But
and
I have to
and you can't
shovel
the trees down. I think you are involved. And yes, it's your job to maintain that area. So it's always good, especially in December, if we get one of those ice storms or whatever, to at least have a bag of salt in your garage if you have that situation of people are walking past your home.
For a fact. We do have a neighbor. It's an older guy. I cannot explain this, but he will take a 5-block area, right? And it'll snow, and I effing hate snow, and I effing hate to shovel, and I'll go out there to shovel. When I get down to the sidewalk, this old dude, he's done it 5 blocks, right? Spring hits, so... It's finally not raining outside, but the grass is super green. It's been growing all winter, whatever. This guy mows it all down. So it's like this well-manicured
area.
But now I'm wondering if he does it like, I don't want to get sued. Somebody trips over a tree root in front of my house.
Yeah.
Seattle's going to put it on me, even though it's their goddamn property.
Is he doing it by shovels? He got a little snowblower.
Brother does it by shovel. And that's what's amazing. Yeah, he's got a hand-push lawnmower, and he just uses a shovel. And it is weird because that whole tree situation that I had a couple years ago, where we're trying to tell the city of Seattle, like, hey, this tree is going to fall. And we're like, no.
This was your neighbor's tree.
It's a neighbor's tree, and this thing had to be 70 feet tall. So, I mean, it was a massive, massive tree, but it is growing at an extreme angle. It was planted in, like, real sandy soil, so the roots weren't deep. They were just very lateral.
All right.
And eventually it fell over. And Seattle, I mean, like I said, they hired these. If you're an arborist for the city of Seattle, if you're one of the people that goes out there to judge trees, understand this arborist, they pay money to be a part of Seattle's arborist people. But the city of Seattle will not take the word of an arborist that's not one of theirs. So we had an arborist from UW, might know what they're talking about, came out and said, yeah, the tree's going to fall. What are you, stupid? Look at it. We're like, we know. The Seattle city arborist came out and said, nah, man, it's going to right itself. Because he pays, I think it's $100 a year to be a part of this club, to come out and lie to people. That is the absolute truth. So the tree falls down, does all this stuff. The city of Seattle still, like, came down on us. And it's like, but here's the thing. Someone trips on the sidewalk in front of my house, I'm on the hook. This tree was in someone's yard, on her own property. She was not allowed to take down a tree, which then fell down and damaged 3 houses. I don't know what goes on in this city. I don't know who makes the rule. But I tell you, if I see them, I'm going to punch them, spit on them. They piss me off so much with that kind of crap.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous. It's like, it's on her property. And the reason she wants to take it down is so that it doesn't fall on other people's house. There was no view.
It's okay to be environmentally savvy, but also to be to the point where you make logical decisions. You can be a progressive. You can say, like, look, man, it's important to recycle. It's important to take care of the environment.
But if a tree is going to fall on a house,
that's
take
logical.
It down.
That's the problem.
That's all
that's
saying.
Why you look stupid. You know what I mean? Because, it's one thing to save the world. Yeah, gotcha. But just don't be idiots.
Yeah, avoid the tree, though.
Don't be stupid. Who was your most memorable neighbor and why? 206-803-ROCK.